Hey, sweet, sexy listeners. What's up? It's your totally radical and bodacious host, Layla.
And it's your tubular host, Ryan. Cha.
Cha. I thought that we'd make a little bit of a laid-back, chill-lazy episode today.
Is that why we're in these tanning beds? Because I love this.
Guys, getting a recording set up to sync with my tanning bed sesh is really, really hard. It just cooks the electronics. You would not believe. Oh, but I'm getting crispy.
So crispy.
Ugh.
Thing is, we do still have just the one mic, so our tanning beds are so close together.
We're actually stuffed into the same tanning bed like sardines.
We're both tanning our backs because she's laying and we're nose to nose.
Gross. You have to be naked in a tanning bed.
You said you didn't want to be butt to butt.
Then it's gay if we're butt to butt.
Yeah, and you didn't want to be gay for some reason. You were really preoccupied about being gay. And I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with that. Happy Pride Month, everybody.
If you were a pretty girl, I could go any direction with you in a tanning bed.
Hey, that's, I mean, I don't.
And that's
don't
usually my pickup line, ladies. Hey, you want to go butt to butt in a tanning bed? I really do like girls, though. This isn't a weird, like, homophobic thing.
Hey, this is 2018.
Oh, my God. Marty, we have to go back.
We are in the
time traveling tanning bed.
Biff Tannen Casino.
Tannen! Biff Tannen! Ugh. He's Tannen, you guys.
Gotta talk about something you can't make a joke out of, like red wine. There's no Tannen joke about red wine.
Oh, sorry. It has tannins in it.
Aw, darn.
I hate those.
Well, I guess we'll let that one mellow and say, Happy Pride Month. It's a big deal to us here. We're very proud. Seattle has one of the best Pride festivals in the country and probably in the world.
Yeah, the permanent rainbow flags on some of the crosswalks in Seattle actually defeated homophobia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won.
It's not allowed in Seattle anymore.
It's gone.
If you would, homophobia is a cryptid.
Cryptids aren't things that are illegal.
So this week...
Hey, guys, this week we're going to talk about our favorite cryptid, murder. Specifically, the Pacific Northwestern vehicular manslaughter.
It hides in the woods, revving its engine, waiting for a chance to murder.
All right, Christine, what are we talking about today?
You son of a bitch. Well, now we're talking about how I don't like the property Christine.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I think, and I am very open-minded, as we all know, happy Pride Month. I think that a car that kills people is a stupid fucking idea, especially when it makes you turn into a greaser.
So is mist that kills people.
No, because mist is scary.
Cars are scary.
No, they're not.
Cars kill more people than mist.
People kill people with cars. Cars don't kill people, except for the one that Stephen King farted out in his spare time for cash. Even the movie was made by a guy who was like, I guess I need to do this. And that's not a lie. My boy John Carpenter made that movie because he was a director and needed something to direct and probably money. No one gets excited about Christine except you.
You know what no one does?
What?
Directs a movie when they're neither a director nor need money.
You know what, bitch?
Yes?
The reason we're taking it so chill and easy and slow today is because we did just get done recording a extended and super, super fucking fun interview with Pod Skewer, our new best friends.
I think it was originally supposed to be 30 minutes, but it ended up being over an hour and a half.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And also, just because we have one best friend, go your own YA, doesn't mean we can't have multiple best friends.
Yeah, we have a lot of best friends, guys.
So much love.
So much love in podcasting.
They had this bet going about whether we were a couple or not, which I want to make sure that is a thing. Will we? Won't we?
Who knows?
Huh?
I mean,
huh?
We've only talked about being engaged 4 or 5 times on the show,
but maybe we'll break up and then have like a, we'll get back together. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. We talked about a lot of fun stuff, and those guys are a barrel of monkeys and laughs.
Barrel of laughing monkeys.
They like dogs. I like dogs.
And what else do you need to know?
Literally nothing.
Go over to Podskewer's feed and you can check it out.
What I really wanted to talk about for our opener, now that we've just started recording, all of that was a warm-up.
Yeah, we're definitely not 5 minutes in.
I wanted to talk about how we've been doing this show for how long, Ryan? How many months and weeks?
Oh my gosh, it's been like 10 years.
10 years, you think? How many months is that? Math boy.
It's been 6 months since our first episode.
All right. Oh, happy half-iversary.
Happy half-iversary.
Hey, listeners, happy half-iversary. What did you get me? Is it an iTunes review?
I hope you got me
I hope you didn't forget
review.
Our half-iversary.
Did you forget?
Oh, God.
I'm offended.
I'm gonna fuck a car. I couldn't think of anything. God damn it.
Oh, I promise I'll edit that out.
He said, looking knowingly at the microphone as if it was a third party.
Fully intending not to edit that out.
God, you have too much power in this show relationship. Oh, that's what I wanted. God damn, Ryan, you keep distracting me.
Yep, it's all my fault. Go on.
There's a giant skull on top of our recording booth.
Oh my God, there is.
I'd say it's about 3 feet long, 2.5 feet wide. It's enormous, and it has red eyes that light up when you plug it in, and sometimes they just light up for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to post a picture of it on Twitter because it's hilariously horrifying. And
I think it lends a much-needed spookiness to our podcast.
Hang on. Are you saying we aren't spooky enough?
I'm saying that just knowing it's up there makes us even spookier.
Yeah, I guess no one can see my slime or your scales.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as spooky as the desired effect.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, my slime's doing real well today, in case any of my Twitter followers were wondering. Also, we need to name that skull if it's going to be our mascot.
Yeah, well, we'll workshop a couple of things, come back to it.
I was thinking Christine.
Nailed it.
Hey, Stephen King. Bitch.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. I like him a lot. He's a fun dude.
I only read the Bachman books because that was the only time he was really being genuine. I feel like the rest were just kind of for money and fame.
Hey, listeners, I genuinely could not tell if that was like Ryan trying to be a stereotypical hipster or him disguising his genuine hipsterness with a funny voice. He has a record collection and he still talks like hipsters were never in his purview when he was younger.
God, that is, like, my least favorite pop culture thing.
Because it hit close to home.
Maybe, I guess.
The bacon, the mustache, the record collection, the goofy t-shirts with slogans.
Yeah, and guess what? It's all sincere.
I know.
The thing about hipsterism is it took a bunch of things that I was into and said, oh, you're only doing those things because it's ironic. And I'm like, no. No, I genuinely enjoy records because they're a lot cheaper and more fun than other types of music. Unless you steal it, which I'm not saying I don't. I'm also not saying I do. Nice try, FBI.
Hey, FBI. Bitch.
And bacon tastes good. Everyone agrees.
Your family has a bacon cook-off every year, and you, like, were in a bacon-eating contest.
Exactly. So what is ironic about loving bacon? There's nothing.
I think the pigs probably have an opinion on it, too.
Yep, and a non-ironic one.
Boosh. Oh, that was a real, real hot take on eating meat from your host.
Bacon hot take.
Frying up some opinions.
Happy breakfast.
Yeah, I know what you mean about it hitting too close to home and your sincerity being affected by it. That happened to me a little while ago. It's kind of personal. It's not something I like to talk about a lot.
Okay, we don't have to talk about it. So
if
I haven't.
You insist. It happened to me a little while back when people started that thing pretty recently where you see middle-aged men putting on like Hawaiian shirts and cargo shorts and you know, putting their glasses on a little rope thing around their neck.
Yeah, yeah.
And that pisses me off.
Why?
Because that's my style, bro. Hey, also listeners, you can actually catch me at Pride and I'll probably be wearing a Hawaiian shirt. So, listeners, it's story time. Now that we've gotten all the bullshit out of the way, let's sit back and rap. Here, let me turn my chair around. No, Ryan, not that kind of rap. Here, let me just... Yeah, we have a really small space to work in here, so pretend I turned my chair around and sat on it backwards. Listen, kids. Listen. Monsters are real popular nowadays with you young folks. I get it, man. I'm hip.
Yeah, we're hip.
I know what the shizbiz is.
Yeah, we know what the shizbiz is.
You're banned.
We're banned.
You know, we do memes.
We do memes.
Yeah, we're, you know, we go on Chandler.
Yeah, we're on Chandler. We're on Redonk.
We use Bing just like you.
Yeah, we're real human beings. And young ones.
We're not a Google AI voice project made to imitate real human beings.
Absolutely not.
Bitch. Ah, God, there goes my glitch. I mean, my aphasia.
Real talk, though. Google I.O.'s conference, they premiered their new talking robot voice, and it was like calling restaurants and having conversations, placing orders, making appointments. That scared the shit out of me. I love it, but it scared the shit out of me.
Ryan's really, really, really into automation and robots and AI. Like, we're gonna have to do an episode about it soon.
What I'm trying to say is we are not some next generation Google synthesized voice, you know? They didn't conquer restaurants and say, you know, we're coming for podcasts, but that would be pretty cool.
You searched for cool. Cool is an expression.
The temperature of that podcast would be quite low. Go on.
So, kids, here's the lowdown on your 411. Monsters, you like them.
Here's the 411 on the 811. Here's the Star 69 on your Star 87.
You play Dungeons & Dragons semi-ironically.
Yeah, all of you, every single listener.
And don't think I don't know that you all play as tieflings.
It's pretty popular.
Yeah. Personally, I prefer an Aarakocra character. Like, okay, you stat out your Aarakocra monk, and you have a real winning shot there with a real high-level character who can just kick ass. And also has feathers.
Ain't hardly nothing that can take down an Aarakocra monk, except a multi-class Jedi alchemist.
We're not playing your bullshit weird...
Hey, so I've got an urban legend.
I wasn't done! Legend from Washington. I guess I was done.
Have you heard the rumors of a fairy house out in the woods?
You mean the little ones that people make from birdhouses and they buy the things from Ben Franklin and Michaels, like little fairy furniture?
No, like a home in the forest where fairies live. We're talking about legends, not arts and crafts.
Some arts and crafts become legend.
Anyway, a park ranger decided to go hunting for it, and he actually found a treehouse in the woods. Full of child pornography.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Yes.
That's a great subject that you picked for our comedy show.
He tore it down.
Yeah, and the guy got, like, they found out who it was.
They put it back up.
Yeah.
And they caught the guy. Yeah, so happy ending, right? So.
Yeah. On a lighter note, another urban legend around Seattle is the haunted soda machine.
Ah, yes.
It's located outside of Locksmith's. It's always stocked, but it's very, very old and has never been updated and... No one knows.
No
one never drinks soda. No one never puts quarters in. It's an ownerless, always stocked soda machine. And because Seattle is one of those keep blank weird places, it became this whole thing. And spoilers, turn off your headphones now if you want to keep the image of a ghost soda machine in your head, because I really do love that. It was owned by the locksmith the whole time. Yeah, I know.
Betrayal.
I did an article about it for my high school newspaper.
Wow.
Because no one else was writing articles, and I was like, oh, this will be fun. Such a letdown. But it's still really fun, and you can go see it. You know, it's up, and it's running, and you can get a haunted soda. Do you think carbonation and ghosts, there's a conspiracy in there somewhere? I'll find it.
The bubbles in soda are all the little soda spirits dying.
Oh, I love you, Pepsi. Oh, I was going to say it's like, you know how frogs lay like a slimy pile of eggs that are all sort of stuck together and look like bubbles and then they hatch out into baby tadpoles and then become frogs?
No.
Actually, some frogs have these little divots in their back, like a series of little holes, and the eggs slot into them.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Oh, you have that thing about holes.
Trypophobia is the technical term, but it's very mild for me. It's not too bad, but
But sometimes you'll log on to a website trying to watch an anime without paying for a Crunchyroll subscription, and one of the ads will just be a man's hand full of holes. And I'm like, it's not a thing that bugs me, but I look at it and I'm like, no one's going to buy your shit if your product image is a man's hand full of holes that you photoshopped in. What is your angle? No one's going to click on that. Well, there is always someone who's going to click on that.
There's always someone who's going to click.
Someone's like, oh, hey, my hand looks like that. What's our next urban legend, babe?
Our next urban legend comes from Dorking, UK.
Apparently, I'm the Dorking. Oh, it didn't go in the direction you thought it was going to go in, huh?
I did, no.
I subvert all your expectations to make humor.
Wow. Is that Layla or Wanda Sykes? Because I'm getting a comedy lesson. Teach me your ways, oh great master.
All right, lesson number one, bitch.
Great. Anyway, in Dorking, there was a ghost squirrel called Albie who lived at the graveyard, in the graveyard at the church. Turns out it was actually an albino squirrel.
Spoilers!
That had nested there. Sorry. Oh, yeah.
A ghost squirrel living in a graveyard.
I love that. That's adorable.
It's the least scary animal that can be a ghost.
I know. That's why it's like, aw, ghost squirrel.
He's so cute. Like, what's even if he's mad, he'll just be like, you know, he'll steal your nuts. Mm-hmm. You can't even open your cupboard doors because he's so little. He's barely a carbonation bubble.
Do you have any urban legends for me?
Glove, glove, Ryan.
What?
That's underwater speak for yes, I do.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Here's one that comes to us from Indiana, the state, not a, you know, archaeologist.
Nice.
Yeah. Guys, this is a funny show.
Guys, we're
I have to remind you because I don't think you're necessarily laughing.
We're actually really funny.
Anyway, our next story is from a hydroelectric dam in a lake in Indiana. And background for you listeners out there, it took me 4 tries to say the word hydroelectric. We had to keep stopping and going back. That's a little...
But you did it!
Fuck you.
And now you have a feeling of accomplishment. Man, that's so important.
Man, fuck you. There's been words. There's been words for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Man.
I don't talk about them on tape, though, so.
This dam was supposedly inhabited by humongous lake monsters.
Like a Loch Ness?
No, an openness. It's a lake. Anyway, there's supposed to be these humongous lake monsters that were scaring everyone. So eventually, even though everyone was like, oh, it's bullshit, you know, you know, all the typical skeptics, am I right?
Skeptics.
They sent out some divers to go look. And one of the divers probably pooped his wetsuit when a rock reared up and latched onto his arm.
What?
Because it was, in fact, a 200-plus pound catfish.
Oh, my God.
That had been lurking in the water.
That's
And there were
massive.
More than one of them because due to, you know, hydroelectricity and water movements and fish dying in that particular area and...
Something sciency.
Something sciency. The catfish had been allowed to grow to huge proportions.
Oh my God, that is awesome.
Yeah, so isn't that great? I love thinking about you're underwater and you're like, you know how big a catfish is supposed to be because you've seen them. And you're like, all right, the biggest one I ever saw was like this big.
They get pretty big. 200 pounds is a very large fish.
Yeah. Imagine you're diving and it's probably murky and all churned up. And you sort of swim by a rock, like a big rock that you were planning on using as a stepping stone when you swam back up to the surface to give them a thumbs up, like, no monsters down here. And then the rock goes like, and grabs onto your arm with his big wet mouth.
Oh, oh, oh. We're just taking a tour of Ryan's phobias today, aren't we? We're just taking a tour.
It's like a tour down memory lane, but it's a tour down wet in my pants lane.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, what's your other thing that I just accidentally disturbed with my tale of catfish terror?
Thalassophobia is the fear of deep water and the things within it.
So, kids, your words for today are tripophobia and thalassophobia.
Mm-hmm.
Can we spell those?
Yes.
No. That's not good listening. There's too many letters.
Fine. They both end in A. Coincidence? So, I think not.
And I really love deep ocean stuff. Like, I found a really cool image of an anglerfish that swims upside down regularly, thanks to our old buddy Bogleech. And I was really excited about it, and I showed it to Ryan, and he was like, kind of like trying to be really interested in it, but also kind of spasming a little bit because it was so fucking weird and freaky. I don't often needle people about their fears, but sometimes if you see a picture of like a shark swimming out of dark, murky water, but it has like a blushy face photoshopped over it, you gotta just dive in, so to speak.
So to speak.
Hey, Ryan.
What?
Are you ready to crawl inside my mind and explore the fears and paranoia that haunt me like a little girl in a big dark house? Psych! I have no fears. No one bested me in the creepypasta challenge, and I will not be taken down by the likes of you.
I've got one more urban legend.
Make it a good one, Mac.
How about a mediocre one, Smack?
Welcome to Car Talk. We're your hosts, Mac and Smack.
The Slappert brothers.
I like Car Talk, though.
Yeah, me too. Our next episode should be a Car Talk themed episode.
We have had some car talk in this episode.
Oh, yeah, we have.
You want to talk about engines and chassis and gasoline?
We got to have a really heavy Boston accent, though.
Well, I know that's your natural state of being, but I am not great with a Boston accent.
I'm fighting every day to keep back the New England. Keep it at bay. It's sort of my own monster.
Like a tide rising, a dark passenger.
My dark passenger.
This is Boston Dexter. Yeah. I have no feelings. Let me set up my kill room. I'm gonna chop you up.
Hey, I don't know what feelings are.
I got a garbage bag and I'm gonna throw you in the lake. I hope you don't mind. I'm Boston.
I don't feel emotional connections to women, but I have sex with like 30 of them.
So many sex scenes. Like, what is this all about? Am I right? Forget about it.
Forget about it.
I'm Boston Dexter.
Hey, I'm killing here. I guess it's more of a New York.
I'm going to take a break from my kill room to eat my chowder.
Good killing, great lobster. Come on down to Boston Dexter.
Look at me. I'm covered in blood, and I got an appointment with my boss in 2 hours. I went to Harvard for this. I parked my car for this.
Oh man, I ganked this serial killer last night. Nah, different serial killer. It was wicked pisser.
Yo, that pedo priest, he was a real piece of work.
A real piece of work.
I'm slipping. I don't know where I'm going. Let's find out.
We're traveling the globe.
Crikey. I'm Australian Dexter. Throw another corpse on the barbie.
Hey, guess where I bury the bodies?
Way
down under.
I just don't mind in the Great Barrier Reef. Welcome to our Boston Dexter alternate universe fan cast. Dexter.
Short, but so sweet. Oh, God. I think we're out of time.
Damn. I wanted to try doing more accents.
Well, you are so good at them. You'll have to give it all to me off air. You'll have to show me.
Once we get out of these tanning beds, I'm going to lay it on you.
Once we get out of this single tanning bed.
Right. Sorry, I forgot exactly where we were in this.
We have all the lights off.
We're in a dark, derelict tanning bed.
I actually just realized we didn't turn the tanning bed on because it's light.
Man. We're not getting roasty toasty. Hey guys, skin cancer is no joke.
No.
Use sunscreen if you're going to go in a tanning bed.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No, it was like a joke.
I've literally never done it, so I don't know.
oh, Mr. Fancy Pants didn't go tanning before the prom.
I am organic non-GMO podcaster over here.
You mean you're an organic non-GMO white boy?
Yep.
Roasty toasty.
Man, thanks this for... has been... No, after you.
No, I insist. Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us tonight here, you sexy, soft, and supple listeners.
This has been a blast. That was kind of weird. That was a weird thing to say.
Well, Stephen Fry did it at the end of every bit of Fry and Laurie, where he was like, you've been delightful. Anyway, thanks for joining us on another harebrained scheme, another ride in the mystery machine, another lap around Crystal Lake.
I like this. Do more.
Another tumble down the stairs into Mike Myers' waiting arms. Another slow dance with Jack Skellington, you sick perverts.
you tiny idiots.
We love you very much, and please leave us a good review on iTunes.
Call me a tiny idiot. Never listening again.
It's Pride Month, and we're both...
so proud.
We're both part of the LGBT.
One of those.
How did I... God damn it. We're both in that spectrum. So
the LGBTQIA+.
If you want to be a supportive person, leave us a good review on iTunes.
Yeah, it's Pride Month. If you don't leave us a good iTunes review, that's homophobic.
This isn't a goof. But also, I'm trying to be funny. Just so you...
Don't worry, I'll find a way to make it...
Just so we can set the record gay.
Don't worry, I'll find a way to make it funny in post.
Put some fart noises in there. It always gets me.
Hey, what's this? Oh, it's audibletrial.com/Bigfoot. Oh, it's my shoehorn. But did you know that if you go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot, you can get a free audiobook? There's plenty of gay ones. Get a free audiobook to celebrate Pride Month.
Yeah. Read a book.
Read a fucking book, you tiny idiot.
Use your gay little hands to open the cover of a book and flip the pages. And... should I say gay little hands more often? Because it made you really happy.
I love that.
You know that burger, was it a Burger King commercial where the guy has little tiny baby hands and the burger
just made
his...
something about tiny hands, man.
And he was sad because the big burger made his hands look even smaller.
Don't... kind of like how you can get a free 30-day trial.
Yeah.
Of Audible by going to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot.
Yeah, his tiny hands were just like that.
That's what I thought. Well, join us next week when we talk about the tiniest hands
of any monster. And also how I'm going to capture Mothman with a really, really big butterfly net and pin him to a corkboard.
Well, until then.
I'm Lila.
And I'm Ryan.
And the truth
is in here.
Anyway, our next story comes from a hydroelectric... anyway, our next story comes from a hydroelectric... anyway, our next story is from a dam in Indiana. In a lake.